from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Good morning, Ozzy. How are you?
I hope I do it better than you guys do better than me after last night's game. really, you know, I think we wasting in our show. We wasting Frank Thomas' talent. You know, we just sitting there. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. We want to do a lot better with some ideas we have, some stuff. But at a game like this, you just get mute. You just don't know what to say, what to tell people how bad or how good they can be, because we've seen this day in and day out. And that first time, you know what I mean? I don't remember. Maybe did it before. I just see Tom really writing notes. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, what is this? You know what I mean? Like really? And whoever watched the game last night, it seemed like you watching, like, I don't know. I don't think so even independent league can play like that in any level. They just play. They have a horrible game.
Yeah, and listen, they're the worst team in baseball history for a reason. This is a bad baseball team, and certainly that was on display with, of all people, Aloy up to bat and the pop up, and you know, I thought Miguel Vargas, he was like the centerpiece of whatever trade they were made. He was the only guy that they brought in that was supposed to be able to play or was going to line up for them. And that's got to be Benintendi's call, right? I mean, it's his play. I don't understand what happened, how it happened, or it's like buffoonery. It's just ridiculous.
Well, one thing you work in spin training is that. You go through the big league, you should know that. We put the replay a little bit. Yeah, I want to see a better look at it. As a fly ball, all this on the shortstop, Amaya went out and called the ball right away. He called it. Okay, as soon as the shortstop called that ball, the third base don't have anything to do around that ball. Then, if the left field called that ball, all the song, everybody got to get off and get out of the way. And that's what they did. I think Benintendi called the ball. But in the end of the day, they make the wrong plays. One guy got hurt. 10 guys, he wasn't, you know, I mean, maybe it's a bruised eyes and nothing broke. But it was like a play people should be made. But I think Benintendi did the right thing. The shortstop Maya did the right thing. And Vargas maybe not hear anybody. Maybe that's what I think. But that's not Vargas' ball for any reason. It was Vargas' ball.
Ozzy, you're still doing a pretty entertaining and insightful job, you and Frank and Chuck. So I hope you continue to talk about games that are, even though they leave you speechless. Last night, though, couldn't get past the reference to you wanted to punch Hunter Wendelstedt in the face and the fact that he threw you out of a game before. What do you remember about that? Because that was he put himself in the middle of everything last night. You don't like to talk about the umpires, but it was part of the story.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing because he missed a lot of pitch. He did. And I was telling Frank, I said, man, that surprised me. Nobody in baseball, not just the White Sox, baseball, when the umpire making any call, whatever it is, it's few people get upset. So I see umpires strike out people, and they walk back to the dugout like nothing happened. He missed a couple calls, and to greet Sizemore the way he did, he just, it was wrong. The umpire was wrong. It's so many people you can fight for, okay? Example, JD or PK. They turn around to the umpire, look at it. I know that ball wasn't strike. Is AJ do it? You got doubts in your mind because AJ always like, hey, what's going on with that pitch? But when this guy did it, Bernie Tendi never said anything. He's a very professional, one of my favorite professional guys out there. Obviously, it was a strike. Then when he talked back to Sizemore, that's what it clicked. I said, why you talk back to the guy when you're wrong? I remember, I think he was the first guy in the history called me. He's the first guy kicked me out of the game. And I was arguing at second base. I turned to dugout, and I didn't hear somebody say something. When I got to the dugout, Mark Burley told me, he just got kicked out of the, he just kicked you out of the game. I said, why? Then we started arguing about it, and I remember his dad being great umpire. But I think not because you have a few years in the big league, okay? You have to own respect the manager. I don't care the manager got 2 hours in the big league. And the way he acts, the way he acts, Major League Baseball has to look at it, the way he acts. And he called him names back. That's not a professional. That's not the way to do it. That's not the way you should be doing. And I think when it's about very wrong.
Ozzie, we haven't really spent as much time on the White Sox as we usually would because of the way the season has gone and everything that's happened. But I was really disappointed to read that Drew Thorpe is going to have season-ending surgery to remove a bone spur from his elbow. I think that's in it's either later this week or early next week. And he was the player, the main player they got when they traded Dylan Cease to the Padres. And we know that he had been with the Yankees, was part of the Soto trade, and then he's traded to the White Sox. And we thought he looked pretty good when we saw him. And I guess this won't impact whether he's ready for spring training, but it's just, kind of a big deal that a player has season-ending surgery. I'm just curious, they brought up Jero Iriarte, who also was involved in that deal. Is it wise to bring up players to this situation? Like Nick Nastrini did not have a very good outing yesterday. I just don't know how to feel about trying to close out the season if there's any value in guys coming up and playing given what's going on around them.
It's kind of hard because, by the way, I love Iriarte. Uh-huh. I think Iriarte, I don't know if he's going to be a starter. I don't know how smart he can be to be a starter because he's kind of like Pedro Martinez style, not like Pedro, obviously. He got a good changeup, a very good fastball, good slider, but this, I think this kid still had the process because he had a lot of problems finding the strike zone in the minor leagues. But his arm is a big league arm, no doubt about it. With Thorpe, I think, when you had those type of surgery back in the days, you out for a long time. Nowadays, medicine is so good, everything's so great. Mm-hmm. He could be out for maybe, obviously for teaser, but I think he should be ready right away because they're not doing much. Before, they used to be cut your arm, do all kind of thing. Nowadays, surgery is very easy for them. I don't worry about it. But the guys you bring back for the big trades, when you involve Vargas, I remember when they talked about Vargas, he's supposed to be the middle lineup guy. The guy can bring a lot of great things. I don't see that right now. You don't have a position, first of all. You don't have a position. You play left field, play third base, little bit of first base. I don't think you have a position. I think he's a great utility guy, can play different positions, but I don't think this guy is going to be in the middle of the lineup. No chance. When he was with the Dodgers, he was in the middle of the lineup. He was down the 7-8 spot. But it's a lot of, those guys got away. I was talking with a friend last night. I said, if I was Chris Getz, obviously, I don't want it to be Chris Getz because I cannot be a general manager. It's one thing I never will do in baseball. I said, I bring all the kids next year. All the kids, whoever is a prospect playing the big league, a real put a team together for the future. Not like pick and piece here, pick and piece there. All the kids, Montgomery, whoever I thought is going to be is a prospect, is in the big league. And we're going to lose 100 games a game with those kids on the field. that's how you start doing that, like the way Baltimore did. You know, they put the talent they have in the minor league, they put in the big league, they let him suffer for a year, year and a half, 2 years. All of a sudden, they create all those kids, put it together. But, you know, bring pieces. Like, once, you know, let's bring this kid, he's a prospect. No workout, just bring him back. Just bring all these kids that think they can play in the big league and see, let there and make him grow up in the big league. That's what I think. I might be wrong, but I just told Frank, that's a good idea because piece by piece, they're not going to make it. I want to see those kids together. Next year, okay, we're going to lose all the games again? Yes, but we're going to see the future of the White Sox. We're not going to see people like maybe. No, just bring those kids and see what happens. I will take a chance to lose 100 games next year again. With the talent, they're going to save this organization in the future. And I think that's the only way they can do it right away, because the only way you do it is trade people. And when they go to trade people, they don't go to trade big league players. They're going to give you prospects, okay? And I don't think in a free agency, I don't think, my opinion, I don't think Jerry should spend that money when the base of the ball club is not good enough in the big league yet. And this is why when you bring a guy, you sign a big contract, and you know you're going to lose, you might not lose 150, but you're going to lose 90, 98, you're not going to make the playoff, then why are you going to spend your money with no reason? And I think that's exactly player development, whoever's down the minor league. I have a question. What is the Ramos? Ramos is on fire in AAA, on fire. What is the Ramos? It might be the third base of the future. What is Ramos out at?
He was here for a day. They sent him back.
Yeah, it's just like, you know what I mean? I don't know what they're thinking. I respect what they think because I'm not around. I don't know exactly. I never asked what they think, but Ramos is better third baseman than Vargas. There's no doubt about it. Then why you not let those guys grow up together and move on, and hopefully in next year and a half, 2 years, we have a talent and guys can play in the big league in a few years. Because when you start picking people like here, there, I can't believe it. Right now we talk about the MVP of the White Sox. Not between us. Who's your MVP? I said, DeJong is still the guy with most home run in the ball club. And he's not in the ball club for the last month and a half or like whatever, 15, 20 days. This is embarrassing. This is not good. You see Robert at the plate? I never see Fran Thomas get upset about any player the way he got upset when he see Robert's play. Like, man, you don't want to be here? What do you want? What are you thinking? His body language is not the right one. You know what I mean? There's so many little things happening in that ball club. I don't think they're going to be any brighter any soon. And watch out, they might not win another game for the rest of the season.
Save the day.
I hope that the way they play, I don't think they're going to win another game for the rest of the season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Save the date Monday, September 30th for a special fundraising event benefiting Recon Family Services. Ozzie Guillen will be part of the event to raise funds for mental health, bringing awareness and inspiring others at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, og13.org/golf. Ozzie, why in that context of everything you just said would they start Garrett Crochet again? Why would they risk injuring him if he is indeed going to be the major part of their offseason plan in terms of trading him for assets?
I think because they want to see, oh, he start every game. He never miss a start. But I don't think they do anything good. But, well, you know, I mean, yes, they do. They're protecting them. But you're going to trade it. You tell the guys to be trade like, okay, this guy play, he pitched 100, he pitched, you know, he's a star last year. But, yeah, he only pitched two innings, three innings. But in the end of the day, I said Crochet said it right. In the end of the day, you're protecting Crochet, but you're not protecting the rest of the pitching staff or the bullpen. Bullpen is being horrible, but also they got to pitch four innings, five innings when Crochet start. I don't think that's right, but they have a plan. Plan is they're being right now. I think September call up, I shut it down, I bring a couple kids from the minor league, and I say, listen, good, just stay healthy. Next year, we know what we have, and move on from there. But I think Crochet should be shut down right now. To pitch one inning, two innings, what's the reason? Why are you wasting time and wasting pitchers out of the bullpen to carry that load for six, seven innings every 5 days?
What is Oscar Colas's situation? In other words, I know he's on the 40-man. Why does someone not like him? Is there a reason, given how awful they are, that you wouldn't just throw the guy out there? I just don't get it.
Well, it's a funny thing because I thought Pedro Grifol is the one not like Colas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we think about it. We don't know because Colas is here for 1 month. He got a couple of bad swings. He's out. All of a sudden, this kid was in the lineup. He was in the lineup, starting lineup, when they thought they got to win the World Series. All of a sudden, they lost 120 games, whatever it is, and this kid's still in the minor league thing. What's the situation with that kid? I think this kid, I don't know exactly. I don't see Fletcher enough. I don't want to compare each one. But I see Colas with better bat than Fletcher does, maybe not in the outfield. Fletcher's pretty good outfield, but I think Colas is a better hitter. What I see in the big league level, I never, you know, Fletcher, you know, had enough at bat for me to judge him. But I think Colas should be out here. You know, I mean, he's just something. You told Montgomery had a very tough year in AAA. I will put this kid at third base right now. And say, come on, go suffer in the big league. I want to see exactly how you look in the big league. And you know, I mean, they only caught a couple guys. It's not, you know, I mean, I think it's a rule you cannot call up so many people. But I'm very excited about, you know, I mean, this kid's arm yesterday. He threw the ball very good, very good. I like him, but I don't know. This kid got a type of setup man stuff to stand in the big league. To stand in the big league, I let him grow up in the bullpen, then I put him in the rotation later on in his career.
All right, now it's time for Ozzie's Outlook. It's brought to you by Four Winds Resort and Casino. You got the Cubs winning against the Pirates in the third game of that series. They've already lost the series. And I dare I ask, if the Sox are going to win, I don't think they're going to win another game, I think you said.
No, you know what, they're losing money. Well, you were smart. You don't bet against the White Sox because over every bet, if they win, you're going to make a lot of money. I think the Cubs will win today because after lose two games, it's kind of hard to sweep at home.
Right.
And I think Cubs win and the White Sox, no chance.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Ozzy. Great catching up with you.
Hang in there, Oz.
Quit talking about White Sox. You guys are going to have a bad day.
True enough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.